Deadly cartel should change its name to protect Jalisco's image, says Mexican president. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 2, 2022. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Tuesday that one of the most violent cartels in the world, Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, should change its name to not give the state of Jalisco a bad image. The comment came one day after CJNG gunmen lined up and executed 17 people against a wall in the state of Michoacán. The gunmen removed the bodies and tried to clean the scene. The victims were attending a funeral at the time. Officials initially tried to deny the case happened, but thanks to viral video of the incident, they are now reframing the case as cartel-on-cartel violence. AMLO lo adjudicó el surgimiento de grupos como CJNG el sexenio felido de Felipe Calderón y pidió que se quiten el nombre de Jalisco. Señaló que su gobierno apuesta a quitar a los jóvenes de delincuentes organizados. pic.twitter.com/WMLRMGS News 6. Jorge Armando Roca, at Roche Periodista, March 1, 2022. During his morning news conference, López Obrador said the CJNG should change its name since its criminal activities were affecting Jalisco. Rather than address the raging violence nationwide, López Obrador said it was the fault predecessors who allowed cartels to entrench and prosper. In Michoacán, state authorities claimed to be close to finding the funeral murder victims, Proceso reported. The most recent information points to a cartel figure named Alejandro El Pelón, who traveled to the town of San José de Gracia with 15 gunmen and a group of musicians to attend his mother's funeral. That figure had previously been warned to stay away from the town due to a rivalry with a local crime boss known as El Toro. El Toro sent a superior force and disarmed Pelón's group before killing them. Despite video showing the victims lined up and shot, Michoacán officials have been trying to minimize the incident by claiming it was not a coordinated shooting similar to a firing squad. Se le pidió al gobierno de #Michoacán a atar bedo la masacre a 17 personas que se encontraban en un velorio. Este es el #MexicoDeLopezObrador_@BreitbartNews@lpaz_america_pic.twitter.com/e7kek14. Mexico Código Rojo, at Mexico Rojo 1, February 28, 2022. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.